Glad to have you here with us this morning, and glad, too, to welcome back Jennifer Gray Thompson. She is the Executive Director of Rebuild North Bay. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for asking. And let me ask you a question, first of all. When did what became Rebuild North Bay, when did you folks first get together and meet?
I believe that that date was October 13th.
Okay.
About 4 days into the fire.
Okay, so week of. And obviously, describe to our listeners, if they don't know, Rebuild North Bay Foundation. Who comprises this foundation?
Oh, well, so we have a board of directors that is founded by Darius Anderson, and Elizabeth Gore is the chair of our board. We are made up of business, community, and educational leaders in healthcare, many different sectors. We want everyone represented. We are Republicans and Democrats. We have everyone from Henry Hansel, who is the head of Hansel Auto Group, to Michael Mondavi, to Judy Coffey, who represents Kaiser in this area, to Judy Sakaki, who is the president of SSU, Rena
yes.
Franklin. I can run through the entire board.
Yeah, my point is to get across to our listeners that this foundation is comprised of so many various aspects of our community and people with
yes.
a lot of, because what, you know, what I've been looking for and started finding it, you know, the night of October 8th are people to and organizations to partner with, because we certainly have become an advocate for the community since mm-hmm. October, and intend to remain so until till I don't know when. And I think that's the same for you. And so
yeah.
we're glad to have you, and we hope you'll be a regular part of our show.
I would love that. That would be great. And I appreciate everything that you guys have done to help the community with information. And we hope to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And so I think originally the folks involved in the foundation were thinking about mid-range, long-term recovery when you got together. And it feels like we're there now. You know, we're really at the point where, you know, the landscape is much clearer, literally and figuratively, and we can really start to go to work to rebuild this community. What's the current status of effort as it regards to the Rebuild North Bay Foundation?
Well, we have been working diligently since our inception, asking questions, finding out what the community needs. We are not here to duplicate. We would like to complement what the community needs. And that took a lot of listening. And so our three main buckets are advocacy, coordination, economic, and workforce development. So we've been working on various projects. We don't run programs, but we do run projects, which means like bringing people together, coordination, convening. Advocacy certainly is a big part of what we do. We were back east 6 weeks ago to ask for the 90% reimbursement as opposed to the typical 75% reimbursement.
Big difference there. Yep.
Big difference. And it's the difference between a bankruptcy or not for the county and the city of Santa Rosa. And we are happy to note that we were one part of that successful reimbursement rate. And we are going back again in May. We are committed to going back no less than four times a year for the next 5 years. We will advocate at the state level. We were there last week and we'll be there next week. And so we like to communicate with our community leadership, as well as the CAOs of the four counties we represent, and find out what their asks are. So we're really here to support and advocate on behalf of the community and for the long term. We like to call ourselves as third responders. So the first responders obviously are police and fire. Second responders are the immediate relief, like from the Redwood Credit Union Fund.
Right.
And then the third responder, we believe that there is a need for an organization to be here from the 6 month to 10 year mark until the last house is built.
And that's akin to the work being done and in process of being done by the Resiliency Fund, too.
Yes, yes, very much so. And we work with the community foundations, and we're all in conversation to figure out how to use our collective talents and our collective ideas to not only recover from the fires, but we would like to leap ahead regionally into a new vision of greener and safer. And also we would like to maintain that community feeling that we somehow rediscovered during the fires.
Yeah.
Really, I think, is what sustained us. and was such a critical part of our ability to save as much as we could for all that was lost. And it's terrible for what was lost, but it's amazing what was saved and how we cared for each other. And we want to be part of that for the long term and to foster that.
Well, there's no question about that part, Jennifer, and certainly I'm still stunned as horrifying as the death toll was in the North Bay counties. I thought it would be in the hundreds in the first days of the fires. I thought, and so did a lot of, you know, that's word that I was getting from fire officials and law enforcement and things like that. So it's remarkable that so many lives were able to be saved during that time.
Absolutely remarkable, and we have much to be proud of here for what happened. And I'm just so moved by that our fire story. As sad as it makes me when I look in the hills, I am forever amazed and impressed by the people in this community and their sense of bravery and heart and courage. So
what do you, how do you fit this in, all of you involved in Rebuild North Bay, into your regular lives and your regular jobs? That's what I want to know. Because you're making trips to Washington, D.C. and Sacramento and everywhere else to try to get something done here.
Well, how do we fit it into our lives?
We
communicate with people constantly. We have lots of meetings. I was at the Coffee Park Block Captain meeting last night, listening to what it is that they need, what they want. And I learned something new and I took it right home and I acted on it this morning. The first thing when I got to work is that they need the content, the educational content that we have promised in our forthcoming website. They would like that now. And so I met with a filmmaker just now this morning to see what kind of content we can deliver. I have hired a writer for green building, and we are going to produce that content ahead of schedule now because we listened to the people who are going through the rebuild. So we do it in different dynamic ways. We're very nimble. We have certain things that are scheduled, but we make sure that we're always out there listening. I go to Lake County. I go next week. I went last month. I'll meet with Mendocino County in a week as well. We go to builders. We're listening to builders. We're talking to Permit Sonoma leadership and finding out what they need. It's a constant conversation, and then we add that into our mix of what is needed.
It's constant evolution, that's for sure. And it needs to be. No question about that. So I loved one of the quotes that I heard from you with regard to the Economic Outlook conference that was held last Friday at SSU and with Dr. Robert Eiler. I loved, I think it was something like you suggesting that we float a barge of some kind off the coast, not for oil drilling or anything like that, but to actually utilize as some sort of housing for incoming construction workers, which, as we all know, we will sorely need. I mean, every avenue has to be run down, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. We would like to see a mix. So we are fine. We understand we're going to have to import labor from other areas in order to get the rebuild done.
Yes.
But we also think there's an opportunity here to retrain our current population in the four counties who do want to maybe change careers or are just looking for a summer job through both union and non-union paths. So we work with North Coast Builders Exchange and CTE, Kathy Goodacre. We're always in conversation to figure out how to provide as many opportunities for the people who are here to contribute to the rebuild in that way. But that is not going to do it. So we need to add in there, into that mix, people who need to come here to do the job as well. The barge idea is one of the things that was suggested to us in conversation about renting a barge from one of the big oil companies who use them to house their workers off of the coast. And it could be used in a waterway. Now, my point in making that comment is that we are open to innovation. We're open to new ideas. And we are determined to find our way through this creatively and collaboratively.
And when you look at the figures that are being, I don't want to say bandied about because there's a lot more thought that goes into them than that, but in whether it's Dr. Eiler or whether it's the Board of Supervisors or the City of Santa Rosa trying to build 30,000 new homes over the course of the next many years. And they're huge figures. It's sort of, for me, it's hard to wrap my mind around the actuality of that. But even to rebuild the houses lost. You're right. It's going to take a lot more construction workers than we have, or we have the time or ability to train in that time period. So we're going to have to put them somewhere. And why not grab a cruise ship that is decommissioned and park it somewhere and you have that be temporary housing? All ideas have to be considered.
All ideas have to be considered, and we do constant research, constant conversations, and you know, in the units that we do build that are permanent units too, we need to think about, like, how does the next generation want to live, and how do we serve that workforce? How do we address some of the issues that we had previously with regard to workforce housing that was far too expensive? We need our entire workforce here, from the farm worker to the cardiologist. Every single one of those people is, they are critical, they are valuable, they are help run our economy, and they add something to our collective well-being as a community too. So we need to think about that. And just last night I was reading an article about a dorm style developer in San Francisco called Star City, and you have people who are moving into, essentially it would be as if you took the model from an elderly care home where
right.
people have their own rooms, but they share a kitchen, and sometimes they share bathrooms. And the people, when they're talking about living in, it sounds kind of difficult at first glance, but when you interview them, and the interview was very clear that for many of them, it was just a huge sense of freedom and community, and they had activities planned. And these are people who, from their 20s
yeah.
into their late 50s.
Well, it's one of the many ideas that we have to look into, that's for sure. Jennifer, we're just about out of time, but thanks for being here, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Jennifer Gray Thompson, Executive Director of Rebuild North Bay Foundation.